Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are. If you're watching us on YouTube at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Wait, did I already say youtube.com/Steven Larson?
Wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, me neither. If you're watching us on the YouTubes, please hit the subscribe button and the notify bell next to it if you want notifications as to when your new Going In Raw content is available. It's every day these days. Every day.
Sometimes
twice a day. Yeah, absolutely. If you're listening to this on a podcast app and you really want to help support Going In Raw, just takes a moment to leave a rating or a review on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on.
Mm-hmm.
We're also available at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have a bevy of reward tiers, including the $20 reward tier where you get a comic book, a poster, some stickers. It's the Friendo Care Package. You also get to have your video question run on our debate show, Matt Chat, which happens every Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. We got a good one coming up 2 days from now, Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, it's a Sunday show. We also have a great episode of Count Out tomorrow. We're going to take a look at possible tag team partners for Braun Strowman.
At WrestleMania.
Correct. That's right. Might be somebody, might be nobody. Meltzer in the
well,
new...
can't have 10 entries of no one.
You can have one entry of no one.
You can, but not 10.
Spoiler alert, that's one of our entries. No one.
Now they're not going to watch it.
It's a great preview for the show.
Now they're not going to watch
Who's at number one? I don't know.
It's a surprise.
Surprise. Russell at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. By this time, we should have the new shirt. I designed a new... It's a very colorful shirt.
It is.
Bit on the goofy side, but...
that's its intended purpose.
Yeah, exactly. I really like it because we need to get some new shirts up.
We do.
I don't know this for sure, but Pro Wrestling Tees usually has a huge WrestleMania sale.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to just start cranking out these new shirts, man.
Yeah, man.
Anyways.
Well, we're here to talk about news. Wrestling news has happened since Monday, pretty much. And since Monday, well, Monday night, something pretty major happened. WWE on Raw announced Fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania this year.
Yeah.
Match itself, fantastic idea.
It's supposed to be like
the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
For women.
Yes.
For women, yeah.
The name, though, terrible idea.
Wow, what a big no-no.
Awful.
So we've been talking about this throughout the week.
Yes.
Because, like you said, it was announced on Monday. Immediate outrage.
Oh, yeah.
By everybody in the wrestling community. And our, you know... To take the devil's advocate point of view, I suppose, in justifying this, you know, we were asking ourselves, why would they have ever done this? If you don't know, Fabulous Moolah has a terrible history.
There's a really good thread, or at least a rundown of that on Reddit, I believe, that Brian Zane linked to on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find it, put the link to it in the description here.
Okay, yeah.
I went through it. Last night, this morning.
Detailing her history.
Really detailed. Also, Pro Wrestling Sheet has a statement from one of Moolah's former pupils, Mad Maxine, that goes into a lot of detail about what went on during her time training with Moolah.
Part of the allegations involve pimping her students out to other pro wrestlers and promoters, stealing literal money from her students.
Yeah.
She was charged at one point, wasn't she, with child neglect
for
having her daughter wrestle after an appendectomy? Is that it? Okay. So that just sort of skims the surface.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad stuff in her past.
Yes.
And these days, with the internet being the entirety of human information available at everybody's fingertips, and the WWE having grown their primary audience into a rather large audience of essentially hardcore wrestling fans, when you have a subscription service that is so niche, professional wrestling is a niche thing.
Yeah.
When your subscription service gets 1.5 million people who are willing to put down $10
every month,
United States every month, that's your core audience there. That's over half of your weekly Raw
audience,
ratings,
yeah.
Over half of your weekly SmackDown audience.
Yeah.
And they are going to know. They're going to know these things.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy, and information spreads so easily these days.
Thanks to social media.
Exactly. that the backlash was immediate. It was harsh.
It was picked up by mainstream outlets like Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
Alfred Conowa over there mm-hmm. at Forbes had a pretty extensive breakdown of the Twitter backlash along with Mula's history. It seemed like pretty much everybody thought it was a terrible idea.
Right, exactly. And it was honestly a surprising one. It was a surprising thing that they did,
yes.
given that we are 6 months. When was the Mae Young Classic? 6 months ago?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. When they did the Mae Young Classic, the big question was, you know, are they going to name this after somebody? Who are they going to name it after? And we kind of felt that when they named it after Mae Young, it was like, okay, because Fabulous Moolah would have been the more obvious choice given how more prominent her name was than Mae Young's. But we kind of felt that, okay, well, WWE doesn't want to, they don't want to stray into those waters knowing that everybody knows
yeah.
it's much more, you know, as opposed to the Attitude Era when, you know, information simply wasn't.
Well, there's no Wikipedia.
There was no, exactly. I mean, information wasn't as readily available
mm-hmm.
as instantly as it is now,
yes.
thanks to social media.
Yes.
And so, I mean, shit, Attitude Era, I barely had internet. I think I got internet like in 97, 96, I
yeah,
guess
96,
it was 96.
97,
yeah.
something like that, yeah.
I remember when it was like, oh, we're so old.
Dial up.
So anyways.
Anyways. Terrible
yeah.
idea.
So
and,
yeah,
tons of backlash across the internet.
We figured they would have been past this, and when they, so it was legitimately to me surprising that mm-hmm. they went and did this.
Yeah, same here.
And I speculated. It was complete speculation on my part. It still is. It'll be interesting if we get details in terms of their thought process.
Yeah.
But it made me wonder: is this just a stubborn Vince thing? Because his family and Moolah had been so close, it kind of felt like maybe. You know, the Mae Young Classic might have been a Triple H Stephanie thing, and they're a bit forward thinking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and apparently Stephanie was really close with Mae Young, too.
Oh, okay. And so this kind of sounded like one of those things where maybe there was a voice of reason in the room and said, you know what, we can't do that these days. Moolah, her name is just, it's too synonymous now with the really, really bad stuff. And I could see Vince having the last word on it saying, ah, it's too bad. I'm going to honor her, you know? I could see that. I have no idea if that's the case. It's pure speculation on my part. Because it is, it was a really bad idea. It was
yeah,
a really bad
terrible
decision.
Idea. And so at first, the WWE just seemed to just like take it. All the negative reaction.
Yeah, and on Tuesday, they ran the video again. They
on
essentially
SmackDown, yeah.
doubled down on
yeah.
it after 24 hours or so of backlash.
Yeah, so on Thursday, we got word, courtesy of WrestleZone.
Hold on, courtesy of Alex C.
No, this is before that.
Oh, no, one of the people in chat, Alex C, I think in chat, told us that they changed it.
No, we're not talking about changing the name yet.
We're
talking about
I'm
how
sorry.
They dislabeled comments on the YouTube video.
Mr. Regipal, go ahead.
Yeah, so WrestleZone reported that, quote, WWE has disabled the comments to their Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal debut at WrestleMania 34 video they posted on YouTube. So they're getting a lot of negative comments in there rather than, you know, dealing with the actual source of the issue, they just turn comments off.
Having been in the YouTube sphere for almost 10 years now, when you have to disable comments, you know that something is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, you know that you done messed up.
Yeah.
Or you presented something like I remember when the latest Ghostbusters trailer dropped and all those idiots who had a problem with the women are good. The Ghostbusters can't be women. Oh, and they would post all their negative bull crap on the Ghostbusters trailer comments. They might have disabled them then. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But that would be an instance of a good use of disabling
yes.
comments. There is an instance of a bad use of disabling comments. And this is one of them.
Yes. But apparently, word of the controversy or, Snickers, the primary sponsor of WrestleMania.
You know what I'm going to do?
So, you know, they're cutting a massive check to WWE.
You know what I'm going to do today, man?
Eat a Snickers.
I'm going to eat a Snickers bar. I know you're not a sugar guy, so I'll eat one for you too.
You're going to have two Snickers today.
No, that's too many Snickers, just man.
Half for me, half for you.
There you go.
Anyways, they caught word of this controversy. And they issued a statement.
Yeah, and they issued, this wasn't like a behind the scenes thing. They straight up said this. We were recently made aware of the World Wrestling Entertainment's... Sorry, let me start over. We were recently made aware of the World Wrestling Entertainment Inc.'s decision to honor a former wrestler during the upcoming WrestleMania 34 event. As a principle-based business that has long championed creating inclusive environments that encourage and empower everyone to reach their full potential, this is unacceptable. We are engaging with the WWE to express our disappointment.
Wow! That's massive.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They're putting in a ton of money.
I know.
This is the WWE Snickers WrestleMania, essentially.
Yeah. This is what, the third year in a row Snickers has sponsored WrestleMania?
Yeah, and the WWE made a big statement about it. It would have been on last week's non-news, but our OBS did not record audio. That's on me. I did not select the correct audio setting. This week's non-news, which there will be a non-news.
We'll have audio.
We'll have audio. All confirmed right, audio.
All right. Good. Good. So... good move, Snickers. Good move, Mars Wrigley, for issuing this statement and telling WWE, we got a lot of problems with this.
We got a lot of problems with you people. So
shortly after that, WWE issued a statement of their own, changing course.
Whoa.
And dropping Moolah's name for the match. This is what the statement read.
It was reported to us by Alex C. in chat.
Yes, that is correct. That scoop is correct. Quote, after further consideration, we believe it's best to proceed with the name WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal. What remains most important is that this historic match is part of WWE's unwavering commitment to the women's division.
It might have been J.S. Wooten now that I think about it. Either it was J.S. Wooten or Alex C., I think was one of them.
Yeah, we were alerted to this change via Patreon chat.
We were doing our NXT 205 recap in one of our good friendos.
Shortly after that, Mars Wrigley issued another statement which read, quote, we are very pleased that WWE has decided to proceed with the name WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal.
That's great.
And then Stephanie tweeted about it.
They said, we are very pleased that we don't have to pull all that sweet, sweet sugar Snickers money from WrestleMania this year. Yeah, like you said, Stephanie commented on the change via Twitter saying, thank you, WWE Universe, for using your voice. Well, I wonder if that thank you is sincere. She had to have known this is a bad idea.
I would like to hope so.
So she's probably like, thank you for forcing Vince's hand.
Yes.
Thank you for forcing my dad's hand.
I would like to think that Stephanie and Triple H and maybe pretty much everybody else in the company realized it was a bad
right?
idea. If your scenario, your speculation is correct. And then it could not be. We don't know. But anyways.
She continues, what remains most important is that the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal will be a historic match and is part of WWE's unwavering commitment to our women's division. Hashtag women's evolution. Hashtag change the name. So, good for her.
Yes.
Okay. WWE starting to act like a real company, Larson.
Yeah, I know.
Because every once in a while, the carny roots will start to show. Every once in a while, something stupid like this happens, and you got to think to yourself, guys, you're a publicly traded company. You're a global brand. Act like it.
Yes, yeah, sponsors are giving you large amounts of money.
Yeah.
Think these things out.
Because we've said this before. They pretty much have their act together. The Mae Young Classic was fantastic.
Phenomenal. Absolutely
it was
phenomenal.
From top to bottom, the branding, the name, the rollout, the respect that it was shown, everything was phenomenal about it. And so that was a big deal. It was like, okay, wow, they're doing this really, really well.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and the fact that the addition of Women's Elimination Chamber, Women's Money in the Bank,
Women's Royal Rumble,
Women main eventing shows. There's rumor that they already want Charlotte, Asuka, and Ronda to main event 35, WrestleMania 35. All great things. And sometimes, you know, it seems like they're forcing the historical nature of things. But I don't think I like that. It's saying, hey, this is part of a new era.
Yeah,
we're putting the women's division because. From a business standpoint, we know it's a moneymaker. We know these things can be moneymakers.
Yes.
So why not go all in on it? But every once in a while, there's still little things.
Yeah.
That they have to. It's sometimes it's a no brainer, you know. So yeah. Again, I'm glad that they, you know, these days if corporations insist on fighting certain battles they're going to lose, man. Yep. They're going to lose. Yep. The will of the people. I mean, that is one of the good things. You know, social media, it can be a cesspool. It can also be a positive
force for change.
For change.
Yeah.
Just last night, Bradshaw Shelter here in Sacramento tweeted out that they were trying to raise enough money to give. There was a puppy that was found on the side of the road that was beat up. They say that it looked like it had been hit in the head with a blunt force object. Ooh. It needs brain surgery because there's like bits of the skull on the brain, and they needed to raise $10,000. And guess what? Within several hours, that had been met and beat.
Good.
Yes. I was sharing the shit out of that last night, man, because that little picture, this little puppy, so cute, and just little sad eyes. I was like, oh, I just want to hug you. Can't wait till Alabama gets older. I'm just going to start refugee. I'm just going to be bringing dogs here.
Yeah, foster all sorts of animals.
Yeah, maybe. What I was thinking is this. Go down to the shelter. Who's old? Who needs love at this old age? Give me a couple of them. Give me some old dogs, you know. And if they have, like, you know, emotional issues in their later years, it's acceptable. I'll get bit by a dog here or there. I don't really care. As long as Alabama's not getting bit, she's like a little kid.
That's the important thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's going to be older. She's out or whatever, or even in here, but a teenager. Teenagers can fend for themselves. They can get bit. It's not a big deal. But it's like one small bite.
All right.
It's an old dog. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to bite that bad. I'm not getting, like, you know, old messed up pit bulls who still have their balls. They're like super aggressive. Anyways. Yeah, man. I just want to take care of dogs. Old dogs.
You should get some more land then.
Because I have a lot of land out there.
Depending on how many dogs you're going to get, you don't have
nearly
enough.
Oh, I'm not getting like 10 dogs, man.
All right.
I'm not like freaking Hunter. No one, dude. No. So, yeah, that's going to be my plan. Because, honestly, like, you know, my old man Turbo, was 3 years ago at Turbo passed, right? And there honestly isn't anything as emotionally, I mean, it's sad, but there's nothing more emotionally satisfying than seeing an old man, knowing that you've given him the best life you could, being there for when he goes on to doggy heaven or whatever they go to. 3 years since Turbo died.
It's really been 3 years?
Well, yeah, because Lacey insisted we kill him before Alabama comes.
Oh.
No, actually, here's the thing about Turbo. He was way past his expiration date, and I feel like I might have held on a little longer than really I should have.
I think that's human nature, though.
Because, yeah, at a certain point, it's like, dude, it literally looks like he's hurting when he's walking. I would have fought back if I thought it was too early. I just like to give her shit. Because she was like, we got to change the car. He keeps on crapping all over the carpets, but we can't change him until he's gone. But I was like, that's my dog.
I know. It's hard to say.
Yeah. But he could hardly walk.
I remember.
He was in a bad shape.
Yeah, he was.
He would, like, he'd have food and he'd be sitting there like looking like he was having a stroke in front of you.
Yeah, the dog we had growing up, he had a condition or disease that you would have seizures randomly.
Yeah, it's not
good. It's just hard to watch your animal go through
that. I think any time in his last 6 months, it would have been justified. Mm-hmm. It really, and even the vet told me that. She was like, no, at this age, like, there was no, he like comes rolling up to her and she's like, oh yeah, baby, it's time.
He was what, 15? 16?
We don't know exactly, but we speculate 15 or 16.
That's
way past.
Yeah, for a dog his size, that's a good life.
Yeah, he was just all lumps and stuff. Daniel Bryan might be at WrestleMania.
Maybe, but maybe not in the capacity we would hope, which would be in the ring. So cage side seats in the rumor roundup on Thursday had this little news tidbit. Daniel Bryan is returning to SmackDown next week. That's what Shane said.
Yeah.
He was taking his leave of absence before he got absolutely annihilated by Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
No!
They continue. It's believed he'll end up as a guest referee for the Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Shane McMahon match.
Does this helps the match, I think. Any Daniel Bryan to me, honestly,
I feel
helps
like it gives
match.
It like real purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Meltzer in the newsletter he was breaking down this match, this post-lunch shoot when I burp all the time. He was like, he didn't think this would be a triple threat match. It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, no, that makes the most sense. I mean, Owens and Zayn have beef. That's because they both have beef with Shane. Doesn't mean they still can't have beef.
Yeah,
together.
That was the entire point of this week's SmackDown, is that they still have beef with each other,
but they can unify.
They also have beef against Shane
temporarily,
and they can do that. Yeah,
but I guess you know, he was saying it doesn't make sense for that. It makes more sense to do a tag match. But who would Shane's partner be?
Oh yeah,
which I get too.
Yeah,
but to say the triple threat makes no sense. That makes no sense. Triple threat makes sense, but so does a tag match. They can go either way.
It all makes sense.
Either way makes sense. If they want to do the tag match and have Shane's team go over because Owens and Zayn can't work together, that's the story. Then Owens and Zayn have their match.
This makes more sense than bringing in Baron Corbin, which is one of the ideas that he floated.
Yeah.
Didn't he also say that Braun wasn't going to have a match at Mania last week? And now Braun obviously does have a match at Mania.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you can't get them all right, man.
Give this to Meltzer. He was unwavering in his claims that it was going to be Undertaker Cena.
I know.
He never deviated from
that. I know. And now he doesn't have to walk it back.
Yep.
Not everybody can say that.
So it'd be great to see Daniel Bryan at Mania. I mean, ideally, he'd be cleared and allowed to wrestle. And maybe there's a chance. He's been off TV for a number of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That they're keeping him off TV for the purpose of, clearing him.
He did. Meltzer also did say that. He said if he's been cleared, he
like
has no
best,
doubt.
Best they, kept secret in the history of WWE.
Well, and he said that he has no doubt that they would do their damnedest to keep that as a secret.
Yeah.
And
if you want to set up, probably appropriate foils for Owens and Zayn, you can mirror their own dysfunction with the dysfunction that has existed between Shane and Daniel Bryan over the recent 6-8 months, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it all comes down to which team can work out their issues
victory. Wouldn't it be something else if Daniel Bryan comes out on SmackDown and says, I've got news for you guys. I've been cleared. And I've been
dropping knee pluses on everybody.
Yeah. He says, look, I might have my problems with Shane McMahon, but what you did last week, forcing him to go into premature labor, was not acceptable.
Unacceptable.
And here's a couple of knee pluses. And oh, by the way, I've been cleared.
He puts someone in a yes lock,
mm-hmm.
grabs the mic mid-yes lock, and says, do you want me to take you on at Mania?
Yeah.
And the whole crowd chanting yes,
oh
yes,
my
yes.
God, that'd be huge. That'd be huge.
Probably not going to happen.
But we can always
pretty
dream.
Good chance. That, in fact, won't happen at all.
I know. I want him to wrestle. He does the hyperbaric stuff.
I know.
It's good. It's good for his brain. The doctors say his brain is better than most other people.
There's only one doctor whose opinion really matters in the end, though.
Dr. Joseph Maroon.
Yep.
Whoa. Controversial.
Unless he says you're good to go, Daniel Bryan's not wrestling for WWE anymore.
Dr. Joseph Maroon is blowing it up, man. He's like Glass of Steve. He's blowing it up. Whoa. Man.
Whoa.
What if it turns out like 5 years from now, he ends up being like a complete fraud?
Oh.
What if they're like, oh my God, I thought you had an MD. Oh, PhD. in astrology.
Yeah, I know. He got his doctorate in something else completely different.
Political science.
I'm not a medical doctor.
Yeah. My hobby is phrenology. His brain, Daniel Bryan's brain isn't the appropriate size for a man his age. As you can see, what the heck? You're fired. Oh man. Anyways, let's talk about this.
Yeah, man.
Man, this is weird. New Japan. They're coming to America. And
again.
No, we're not talking about Long Beach. A week later, they're coming right back.
Almost.
Here to San Francisco.
We're in San Francisco?
We're an hour and a half drive away from San Francisco.
Right.
Close enough. No hotel room necessary.
That's true.
This is kind of crazy right here. And I trust this. Like, we give Meltzer a little bit of shit. But speculation is just silly. I like this because it seems like it's real. New Japan may be holding its most ambitious test. This is from the newsletter itself of the U.S. market to date. As they have a preliminary hold on a date for a show July 7th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. Hey, I got another chance of being front row, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm doing it. Larson, listen, we're getting those red track suits that they're
Heck
selling
yes.
on New Japan's website.
Yeah, man.
Matching red track suits. We're going to go. We're going to be front row. We're going to bring the wives. They're going to be like, you guys are really wearing those matching red track suits. I'm going to say,
what a couple of nerds.
What a couple of marks. I'm going to say, look, guys. And then she'll like, did you point your finger at me? I'm like, no.
No.
Sorry.
We better not tell the wives about Lance Archer and his penchant for spitting water everywhere. They won't want to go.
Oh, Lacey, she'll probably get a kick out of that.
Oh, okay. I better not tell my wife because yeah. She won't get a kick out of that.
There you go.
It's pretty gross that he spits water everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not huge on that, to be honest with you.
I'm really not into that at all. I'm going to take my tracksuit and cover my face up.
No, man, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to load up on water on my own. And if he even thinks about it,
deck the shit out of you.
If he starts spraying it, I'm gonna spray right back.
He's gonna treat you like a young lion.
I'm gonna spray right back.
Beat the heck out of you.
Well, I'll be dressed like one with that red tracksuit.
So he might feel justified even more in beating you up.
Stevie Killer Elite Squad. You're not gonna join me. I'm gonna fight the Killer Elite Squad.
No.
At the Cow Palace.
No, they're tall. They're strong. They're scary.
I'll see if maybe.
Have you seen them do a killer bomb? It looks painful.
Yeah, it looks terrible, man.
Yeah, I don't want to fight them.
But I'm wiry.
No, you're not.
I'm not wiry. You're wiry.
Yeah.
I'm wily.
No, you're not either.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll trick you.
No, you're not that. Kinda.
Oh,
are
man.
Are you smart enough to outsmart their massive muscles and strength advantage?
There are no, I don't think any brain cells are stored in muscles. So I think I'm good.
Well, I mean, they have functioning brains as well. I'm sure they're relatively intelligent.
Lance Archer. I'm going to see if he went to college. I'm a college educated.
Well, he went to film school.
I'm college educated.
He went to film school.
Personal life. He graduated from Herney High, attended Texas State University. Oh, no. He has a degree in English. That's way smarter than I am.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, dear.
That means he had to write a bunch of papers.
I know. He's way smarter than I am.
Yeah.
Crap.
You're in trouble thinking you'd outsmart him.
Oh, man. That was a big swerve. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, man.
I need to be careful.
Anyway, did you read this bit about Chris Jericho and being at that show? Chris Jericho, he's not touring with Fozzy during that time frame. So Meltzer speculated that Jericho versus Naito could happen at that show July 7th. As opposed to Strong Style Evolved.
What's the venue size for the Cow Palace? Ranges?
14, and he said up to like 17.
It could be, yeah, it's like between. So wrestling setups have been as low as 11, as high as 17,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if they're looking to do like 12, 13,000, yeah. Whatever.
I mean, like Cow Palace is a pretty storied venue for wrestling.
Oh, I marked out huge when I saw this. The Cow Palace, because
yeah,
we keep on meaning to go to the APW shows.
Yeah, haven't had a chance yet.
And we have not had a chance. This would be a fantastic, you know, losing our Cow Palace virginity, if you will.
At a New Japan show.
That'd be great.
That would be great. I hope it happens. He also said in there that they might run a show in Long Beach again or Vegas on that date.
Oh, I hope they don't. No. What? No. Go to the Cow Palace.
Vegas would be fun.
I like the idea that I can just drive there.
No, I love that idea,
too.
If it was in Long Beach, I probably wouldn't go.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. It's
Vegas,
like
I'd consider
3 months removed.
Because the wives would probably enjoy a trip to Vegas.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'd consider that. But, yeah, San Francisco would be very convenient.
Oh, man, I got a new patron.
Checking the email for. It's not time. We're in the middle of doing a show. You're doing checking your email.
I was loading up the questions here.
Oh, all right,
sure. But then I forgot that I had the Twitter
all
here.
All right, sure. One more story about a major show that may be announced very soon. That show was WrestleMania 35. Some Twitter user by the name of The Giants Wire, New York Football Giants, posted on Thursday, quote, Giants announce a, quote, major event coming to MetLife Stadium press conference to reveal said event will be held on Friday. We've heard in the past rumors that WrestleMania 35.
So
35 will be held in MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. And this, with I think the announcement date I heard was the 15th, which would be today, Thursday. So it's coming tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Today they had to announce that they're not going to name their Battle Royal after a sex trafficker. hold up on the Mania announcement tomorrow.
Probably. So this isn't a shocking bit of news, but it seems to confirm everything we've been hearing up to now, that Mania 35 will in fact be in the New York City area.
Mm-hmm.
Does this increase or decrease the chances that we will be attending?
Way down. I don't like the Giant Stadium. I love New York.
We went to New York and we had a great time.
I love New York. It just seems like a huge hassle.
Well, the actual football stadium is in New Jersey. It's not in New York City. It's like across the Hudson.
Yeah, it all sounds bad. No.
Like I'm kind of waiting until they have another Mania here on the West Coast. Like in L.A. when they build their football stadium, probably. There they'll get a Mania within 2 or 3 years.
There you go. No, because also like SummerSlam's in New York. And like,
well, if SummerSlam's going to be in New York, they're not going to have... Sorry, if Mania's in New York, they're not going to have SummerSlam.
Oh, you think that they wouldn't do that? They wouldn't keep it there?
They're not going to have two of the major four
Bring
pay-per-views.
SummerSlam back. They could. They could,
but traditionally they don't have multiple pay-per-views
bring
in the same
SummerSlam
city.
Back to L.A., man.
Oh, that'd be great.
Come on, bring it in Staples. Jeez.
Because then they can do NXT Brooklyn 5 that weekend.
Yeah.
So long as they have one of the major four pay-per-views in New York, mm-hmm. so they can do NXT Brooklyn, because the Brooklyn NXT That's takeover like, is like their Mania.
It's their
you know?
Big deal, yeah.
So
yeah, totally.
That needs to be a constant, I kind of feel like. But otherwise, they don't need to keep SummerSlam there.
Yeah, man. No, but yeah, I don't know. It's too much. I'm with you, man. Wait till they bring it back to the
West Coast.
Trying to think of other locations. You know what would be fun? You know what I actually would consider maybe? Boston. Never been to Boston before.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I bet there's a ton of fascinating historical landmarks in Boston.
I'm positive there is.
Absolutely.
The weather in early April in Boston is probably
I don't mean I bet there are. I would love to see the historical
but I'm
landmarks.
The weather
in
early April in Boston isn't exactly conducive to an outdoor wrestling event, I would think.
That's a good point.
I don't know. It was, what, 28 they had at the same stadium,
mm-hmm.
Mania? I don't know what the weather situation was like then.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wasn't terribly warm.
Yeah, probably not.
So, yeah, I'll wait till maybe
I'd rather, you know what,
39 in LA.
Be honest with you, though. I'd rather cold than hot again like we did last year.
To a degree.
Sitting there
if it's like 10 degrees
off.
Out, no thank you.
Oh,
with
yeah,
wind.
Man. Just put on like a big old hat, some gloves.
No, not with the wind.
Just be there.
Cold wind is the worst.
Then the next day sound like Shane McMahon.
Like if they brought it back to Seattle, I'd go.
Oh, Seattle's a great town. I love it.
LA, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe Vegas after they build the football stadium there for the Raiders.
Sure,
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
They haven't had one since WrestleMania 9.
Right.
Considered the Rumble next year because it's in Phoenix.
Phoenix.
That's a relatively short plane ride.
Mm-hmm. San Francisco, or where it was San Jose before.
Yeah.
Do that again.
Yeah. If it's there, we'd do that again. Yeah.
Be right. I'd take a train over there.
Yeah.
That was cool. I got to take a train to...
In a week? Week from tomorrow?
Yeah, a week from tomorrow, I'm gonna be on a train.
To Impact.
Like right now.
Front row.
Oh, that's exciting. That's very exciting. Absolutely.
I don't know what time that show starts.
I'm
going to
make a
Sienna
sign. Huh?
What sign are you going to make?
For Sienna.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make a sign. I don't think she can wrestle right now, though. She has like a blood clot in her lung or something.
Oh, yeah, you can't wrestle with that. She's on blood thinners then.
Bad news.
And if you bruise, that's a huge deal.
Ooh.
When does the Impact taping start?
7:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have the tickets at home. I just saw that they were tickets at Impact front row, and I was happy and just put them away.
I love
safe place.
I love that you love that they're actual tickets.
And they're small.
They're
about this large.
They're small tickets.
Yeah.
Because I think it's not going to be a big show.
No.
That's great. Because it's technically a big time wrestling show.
It is.
It? But it serves as a TV taping of a
yes.
sort.
They're doing one the Friday night in Newark and then the following night in Salinas, I think.
Awesome. I love it. I love every second of it.
And after that, we go to Strong Style.
Are they just going to tape certain matches for the TV taping, or is it going to be from front to back an episode
that I don't know.
Or three episodes or something?
That I don't know.
Me neither, man. Wow.
It's going to be an experience.
It is. It's going to be. It's going to be interesting. We're going to get to see. We're going to be front row seeing Austin Aries, man.
And Moose.
Oh man, that's fantastic.
A lot to be excited about.
I got to make a Moose sign.
Eli Drake will be there, I'm guessing. Maybe Trevor Lee will be there.
Oh, I love Trevor
Lee.
Yeah,
he's great.
The Cult of Lee. I know, there's a new Impact tonight.
Are you going to watch it?
Oh, it's the Feast or Fed EC3 match.
Oh, we know how that turns out.
Do we? Yeah, he's totally getting fired. It's Feast or Fired,
yeah.
Not Feast or Fed. That's weird. He's not being fed to anybody except to NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, why am I on my phone?
I don't know. You have the thing up there.
Because I think that I'm doing questions here, but I have questions
here. It's the
second
time you've done that. Then.
All right. I know. It's a bit of business. What do you want? First question is from somebody named Christopher Kaufman.
We know who Chris is.
He's my son. He just, for some reason, didn't take my last name of here. Vince brings you guys on for one tag team match, and it's your job to pick a team to face. What team do you pick to carry you two lumps to at least a 2-star match?
Revival.
Okay, yeah. The Revival. Yeah, okay. They're like 4-star match machines.
Yeah.
He also wants to know, where did we meet? He likes to say that one. That's my favorite question.
Pretty sure he knows the answer to that.
Yeah, I know. But he likes to stick it to us. Because back when we used to do like a... Back when we were in limbo, I think, between being like laid off and doing Tree of... Or doing Going in Raw, we would be at... We'd ask people for questions for like whatever we were doing, like Podcast for the Win or whatever. And like nobody really have any interesting questions because we didn't really have anything interesting to talk about.
No.
Because we weren't really into games.
No.
We were doing like a games entertainment podcast. So people would just say, how'd you guys meet? I don't know, like in high school.
Yeah.
I was a junior in physics. But it was weird. It was the same class, but then you graduated a year ahead
of
me.
Yeah, I was a senior.
Right. You were a senior. I was a junior.
Yeah. But then also I got an A in calculus. What did you get in calculus?
Because I was out doing drugs, drinking, banging. So, yeah, I got a 32% in calculus. But that's
any of those things you said before your grade was actually true.
I was out partying, you know, breaking into cars.
No, I'm pretty sure you're a huge nerd.
And then driving cars. I was in my room watching Star Trek.
There you go.
Doing lots of cocaine. Let's
see
here.
Zero cocaine.
Let's see here. Giffing in Raw. Do you think that Undertaker versus Cena loses a bit of luster if it's not the dead man version? Because we've already seen American Badass Taker versus John Cena. No, because we haven't seen American Badass for like a very long time.
At least a decade.
We saw like shades of him against Brock a little bit,
yeah,
but not true.
The full biker, Limp Bizkit or Kid Rock
see
theme.
All Number
that.
One, it's a massive ramp, so he needs the motorcycle.
Yes, unless he's going to do the hatch halfway up.
They need to stop with that hatch. let's see here. Oh, interesting. Wow. A new layer of the Balor scale.
What?
Jim Crawford wants to know, where does Blue Trunk Demon Balor rank on the Balor
That was
scale?
NXT Dallas.
He won. So.
That's the match where Samoa Joe got busted open, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Blood everywhere. That was
great. Yeah, because Drake has his gloves on.
Yeah, that was a good match.
That was a great match. Probably one of my favorite Finn Balor matches. Mainly because of Samoa Joe. I don't think he's... I think he's in the same...
I think that exists in a subset of Demon Balor that's encapsulated
within so
Demon Balor.
At some point, we could probably rank the various Demon Balors within the subset.
Yeah.
But that version is probably pretty high.
Yeah.
Let's see here. This requires a little bit of speculation.
All right.
TJA. Asks, who would create the best remake of a New Japan faction in WWE? Finn Balor remaking Bullet Club, Shinsuke remaking Chaos, or Andrade Almas remaking Los Ingobernables? We'd have to speculate in terms of how creative those guys are in forming their own. Well, the thing about Finn is that he already has three former Bullet Club members to choose from.
Did you notice that Gallows and Anderson have now rebranded? They have Balor Club gear.
Good. Good.
No more nerd scale.
That's awesome. That's great. I feel like Yano was a really big piece of chaos. So yeah. I'm going to take Shinsuke out of the equation.
Yeah, I think the safest bet would be Balor leading a new Bullet Club. But I think the most... potentially most interesting
is Andrade Almas.
Yes.
I agree with that completely. Absolutely. Let's see here. Okay, so this is kind of an interesting question from Minimal Chill. He feels that WWE has been lackluster for him. He's kind of dropped out. He says, I've tuned out. If watching WWE didn't determine your living, would you still be watching?
I would still be watching. I don't know if I would. It'd probably be more like my viewing habits before we started doing this full time.
Sure.
Where I would watch and just fast forward through the stuff I didn't find interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Rather than sitting and watching every second of it. Because back then I used to be able to get through an episode of Raw in like 45 minutes to an hour. Just watch the stuff that was really interesting.
I would definitely be watching. I'm probably on the same page with you. I'd definitely still be watching NXT.
Yeah, I'd probably still be watching 205 Live.
I wonder if I would have had the exposure to New Japan now that I think about it. I don't know. Because, you know, once we started doing the Going In Raw stuff, like, heavily, we really started diving in and really trying to, you know.
Well, not just New Japan, but a lot of stuff.
Oh, sure, yeah.
PWG.
And... Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, you know, you if it's a crap product, you tend not to watch it.
I'll say this, though, because even when I used to fast forward through Raw, if the episode seemed like it was on a roll and it was entertaining, I would fast forward less.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
generally,
yeah.
They're following one segment after another with something interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. So, yeah, we got kind of back into it for Tree of Woe with, like, CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've really haven't stopped since.
No, I haven't either.
Hmm. Interesting. Because how long was what was the between us not doing Tree of Woe and us doing Going In Raw with Dan? What was the
probably a year or so?
Probably a year or so.
Yeah, but we still watched. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were still into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still talk about it.
Yeah, I'd still be watching it. Let's see here. Adam Hinton. That name's a little too close to Brian Hilton for my taste, to be honest with you. But part-timers as champions, yay or nay, he says, because I hate Brock. I'm a big fat nay. I think the Brock thing has had moments of being interesting, but by and large, I'm not into it.
Yeah, same. Nay.
Not into it.
I've been consistent from the get-go. I thought Owens Jericho should have been for the Universal title, not for the U.S. title.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see the appeal in having part-timers involved in especially world title programs.
Yeah, I know.
On the winning end, especially.
Yeah.
I mean, Goldberg was okay because it was only a matter of a couple of months, so that wasn't a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
But Brock carrying the Universal title for an entire year.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
I agree. This is an interesting question. Ramon Requena, I think it's supposed to be a little thingy on it. Requena. Should SummerSlam, being the second biggest WWE pay-per-view, be held in stadiums? It would make the event seem bigger. Still second to WWE. Oh, so he's asking, should it be held in MLB or MLS stadiums? Maybe even college football. It would make the event seem bigger, but still second to WrestleMania, which is held in NFL stadiums.
I kind of feel like Royal Rumble is the second largest pay-per-view of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's my second favorite pay-per-view. It might be my first favorite. But I feel like SummerSlam is supposed to be
number
two.
Of the last 3 years, Rumble had been held in larger than basketball arenas.
Yeah, okay.
Or I think the last time that I can recall SummerSlam being in a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was it SummerSlam? The one in Wembley.
Mm-hmm.
That was 92 or whatever.
Okay.
I can't think of another SummerSlam that's held in an outdoor stadium since then. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
In terms of importance, Rumble is more important than SummerSlam because it determines the number one contender for a title at Mania.
It's a debatable point, but
anyways, to his question,
if SummerSlam is the summertime WrestleMania,
yeah,
which
no,
it's
I
kinda
understand.
Considered,
yeah, I understand that.
Okay. So here's the thing: it wouldn't surprise me if it went there. If they did do that,
mm-hmm.
I personally wouldn't like it because I don't want to see a show on a stage.
Well, I think it'll be telling. Come next or 2019 when SummerSlam most likely won't be in Brooklyn again because WrestleMania is going to be in New York. So in 2019, it'd be interesting to see when and where they determine the show is going to happen. And especially if the Rumble in Phoenix and the baseball stadium does really well,
mm-hmm.
then I'd be more inclined to think, oh, they're going to step up the SummerSlam to that level.
Yeah.
Smaller baseball stadiums. I don't know what the capacity of Chase Field in Phoenix is. I want to say like 45,000. So that's pretty large for a baseball stadium.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't foresee shows apart from Mania being in the giant 70,000+ seat football stadiums.
Yeah.
A lot of college football stadiums actually have higher attendance than NFL stadiums. There's a couple that have over 100,000.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if it got to that level though.
Oh yeah.
At some point. I'm not saying anytime soon. But it wouldn't surprise me if they moved it out of the arenas.
Here's a huge problem having SummerSlam in a baseball stadium. The season's going. And while the team might be on a road trip, it's not just so much. Say that, just put this out there, the Red Sox are on a road trip for 10 days during mid-late August when SummerSlam would happen. And it's not just holding the show there. It's not even just setting up the stage and stuff. they would have to replace the turf on the field because it gets so tore up. And I don't know if the 10 days is literally enough to do all that and have the field ready for the team to play on when they return from the road trip.
I think they can do it.
I suppose it's possible.
Harvey Crower wants to know, who deserves the next custom title specific to them?
The last one was Cena, right? The spinner belt.
Yeah. How cool would it be if Aleister Black came out with like a
custom NXT title?
Yeah, like a black gold version. Like, what if it's the exact same, except it's like black gold or black plating or whatever it is?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be neat.
I'm trying to think of someone on the main roster, though.
Obvious answer is the Demon.
Yeah, but he's not the Demon all the time.
No, he's not, but, you know, it's a reminder.
Or if Bray ever got the title and did like that custom title that he showed off on Twitter. That was a good looking belt.
That was a great looking title. Peter asks, should Nakamura Styles close the show or Cena Undertaker where Taker loses and retires again? No, the answer is going to be Roman Brock. We have been going to this for 3 years now. That's going to close the damn show. That's how it's going to be.
Probably.
I mean, I like Orton's point last year of saying, or this year when he was doing the Rumble reaction video, and he said, yeah, I won the Royal Rumble. I beat Roman to win the Rumble so I can main event WrestleMania. And then he main evented WrestleMania. It's going to be Roman. It should be AJ Shinsuke because the Royal Rumble winner should go on to main event WrestleMania.
I agree. Well, you know, we were here reading stuff about how WWE maybe thinking about kind of downplaying Brock on his way out.
You think so? Really?
No, that's what like Meltzer was saying.
I'm saying you think it's possible they're going to do that.
No, I'd be surprised if that happened.
I would put a lot of confidence points on them closing out the show.
Oh, I would too. Yeah. I'm just bringing up that there have been discussions.
But no, that is if they want to do that, that's a hell of a way to do
open
it.
Open the show, Universal title match.
If it, yeah.
That way you don't get the negative reaction of Roman winning.
Yeah, maybe, dude. Okay, so let's say this. Let's say they pull the trigger on that and they say, well, they're going to put that in the middle of the card.
I don't think it's in the middle. I think it'd be second to last.
No, let's say it's fourth to last.
All right.
Third to last is the women's title, Charlotte versus Asuka, right? I'm trying to think of like filler matches. That's not a filler match. I don't know. Third to last, the Andre the Giant. Okay,
all right.
Filler match. So last two are Cena Taker, AJ Shinsuke.
Mm-hmm.
What goes last?
If it's Taker's last match, and we say this every year, then that has to go on last.
Yeah.
But I thought last year was Taker's last match.
I know.
But then I wonder if there was a possibility of the end of an era match being his last match, and that went on the middle of the card.
Uh-huh.
Same with Brock Taker. That was towards the middle.
Yeah. Let's see here.
But you know, even if WWE wants to kind of make Brock seem less important, Roman's still in that match.
I know.
And I think it's more about a thing of Roman's going to main event.
You know what it is? It's not even that. It's the Universal Championship.
Yeah.
They consider that top title
top
now.
Belt.
That's
yes.
what they consider top title. That's going to main event. That's why YouTube, the wrestling dude. Who would be a good tag team partner for Braun? Don't answer because on Saturday, tomorrow. New count out. Who?
We answer that question.
Eric Saldez asks, will the addition, if it's true, apparently there's a rumor, speculation, Kota Ibushi to Bullet Club, would that be a good idea?
This would be
or not?
Real. Because this storyline between Cody and Kenny has to culminate in something.
Cody's getting kicked out.
Yeah.
He's out.
This is my speculation. I'm going to call it right now. All in, blow off match, Kenny wins, he reassumes the leadership of Bullet Club, Kota's welcomed in.
Here's my thing. I don't think that's going to happen at All In. It's not a New Japan show.
This is my feeling. They're going to have their match at Supercard of Honor. That's the first match.
Okay, yeah.
Cody goes over.
Okay.
Cheats.
Yeah.
Second match, probably at Dominion. New Japan show.
Okay.
Kenny goes over.
Okay.
So they're going to have the rubber match. Some stipulation.
Okay.
Maybe at All In.
That'd be cool. I dig it. I have no idea. New Japan seems to be pretty lax with... I appreciate it, the fact that they just let them do, I'm sure, with some amount of input, being the elite and advancing storylines via that.
I think so long as Gato gets the matches he wants
right, exactly.
to with the basic storylines that he's trying to tell,
Right.
I imagine he's cool with people he trusts filling in the blanks.
It feels that way, doesn't it? Yeah. I like that. You have to appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's great that he gives a talent that level of leeway in helping to tell stories that he wants to tell.
I agree. At MJ The Verge on Twitter, Rusev said that he wants to fight a celebrity at Mania. Power rank the top five celebrities he can have a match with. The Rock threw Kevin Hart's name out there in a very funny manner.
Stephen Amell has already taken himself out of consideration on Twitter.
That dude is all in.
Yeah, he is. Celebrities. Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Rusev. I'm trying to think of, like, if he's had any other interaction with celebrities.
That I don't know.
John Stewart can come back.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know if John Stewart's be taking any bumps, though.
Probably not. He's old. I'm trying to think of what other celebrities. Gronk.
Oh, yeah.
Gronkowski.
Gronk would be good.
Yeah, Gronk would be good. I want Gronk. Let's see here.
Trying to think of other celebrities that I know are huge wrestling fans.
Oh, this is an interesting question here. I like this. At RC Lopez 50 wants to know, if Snickers hadn't intervened and WWE was just stubborn as can be and they kept the name Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal, how would the fans there in attendance, how would they have reacted? Would they have booed the winner? Would they have put any of that on the participants? I kind of feel like when they announced the name of it, there would have been boos.
Yes, but
once the match
would,
started, I think they would have forgot about it.
And then whoever won, they would, you know, give them the applause they deserve for winning the match.
I think they would have booed the name of it at the start. Then once the match starts, you sort of forget that stuff. And then, like, if the trophy had Moolah on the top, they might have booed the presentation of the trophy.
Mm-hmm. Might have been similar to the Universal title when it showed up at SummerSlam.
That could
be. The crowd went kind of overboard. Every time they show it on the screen.
You know what? You're right. And that took away from the match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it would have been the same thing. If that trophy was just sitting there and they kept on cutting back to it, they would have booed every time it would have been on the... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy. Good thing Snickers intervened.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Joaquin Cardenas. If Cody was to return tomorrow from Ring of Honor New Japan, what would his ceiling be? And would he go through NXT first? I think it would be like the Drew McIntyre thing. I think he'd go through NXT first.
I think he'd be massive in NXT.
I think he'd be huge in NXT. And I think they would have no choice but to... He'd be big on the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely wouldn't be... He wouldn't go back to the role he played on the main roster beforehand. No. So weird how his... And I know it's funny because he takes personal responsibility for it, saying he didn't work hard enough or whatever. I think that's the crock, to be honest with you.
Well, he's also talked about pitching ideas to creative and them being shot down and stuff.
Yeah. And it's like he ran with whatever they gave him.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
He's always been very diplomatic about his time.
Oh, for sure.
Talking about his time in WWE since he's
And it's
left.
Awesome. He's a classy guy. Yeah, he's all class. But when you step back from it, you got to think to yourself, man, he was killing it when he was the IC champion, when he was doing the dashing Cody Rhodes, when he was doing the guy with the face mask on and he was putting bags on people's heads.
Even Stardust was entertaining.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, he would kill it. He would kill it. And I think they wouldn't have a choice but to push him to the moon. Ariel Villegas, do you think WWE should change the design of the U.S. title? Yes! 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 I can't stand that thing. It looks so tiny. It looks like a toy.
Well, it looks like a replica belt.
Yeah, it does. It does. Let's see here. I'm looking for somebody asked if we've seen the highlights of New Japan Cup. No, I've seen some like Lariato tweets or GIFs.
Yeah,
I plan on watching at least Zack Sabre Jr. versus Naito this weekend.
Yeah, apparently Ibushi Sabre Jr. is really good too.
Oh, yeah. I got to watch that.
Oh, did you see who went over?
Don't tell me. No.
Do you want to know?
Maybe I did. No, man. No.
All right.
No, don't tell me nothing. I'm watching myself. Let's see here. David Biley wants to know, why do you drink water from a glass jar?
Because sometimes this
the Bubba
isn't clean, and I like drinking a lot of water. So I need a large enough receptacle for the amount of water I like to drink.
What are we coming up on? Is there any holidays coming up where I can buy you a... Do you want me to buy you a hydro?
I'm satisfied with this.
You're satisfied with that?
Yeah.
But it's no hydro.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I really don't like drinking cold water.
Doesn't have to be cold. There's cold. It's cold because there's ice in here. It doesn't make it cold.
I understand.
It keeps the temperature or whatever you put it in at.
Yeah, I know, but I don't... You know, out of my refrigerator where I get my water, it's cold water.
Sure.
So I can put that in here.
Mm.
Come over here, and by the time I start drinking water from this, it's, I don't know, 10 degrees warmer, which is how I like it.
Oh, so that's a okay, because I was about to buy you one of these.
No, I don't need one. Thank
now
you
say no.
No, I'm fine with my Bubba.
And even if I did get you one, you'd be like, well, this isn't the experience that I want necessarily.
No, I'd be appreciative if you bought me that.
You
and
would,
I would use
it.
Yes.
Okay, I'll buy you one.
Let's see. Of course. I mean, I like to think that when people buy me gifts, I utilize them and I appreciate them.
Well, no, but here's my thing. If you got me something that...
I wouldn't be shitty. Like, I don't want this.
I don't think you would. But if you got me something that lessened the experience of something that I like and appreciate, I'd be hesitant to use it on like a regular basis.
You just do it when I was here, and then otherwise,
yeah, something like that. I'd be nice about it, but I wouldn't be all in on it.
Okay.
If I were to get you this, I'd want to know you're all in on it. If you're not all in, then I'm not going to do it.
I'd be fine with it.
You'd be good with it.
Yeah,
you'd like it.
Yeah, I think my wife would appreciate it if I stopped taking all the jars.
Well, maybe I'll do it on that note. Let's see here. Jay Bestov wants to know, do you know where I put my keys? He literally said, do you know where I put my keys?
Sorry, can't help you.
I don't know where you put your keys, man.
Can't help you, sorry.
And you get one question. He has some question about Elias after that. But
no.
He gets one question.
One question per asker.
One last question here.
Excuse me. All right, come on.
Okay, yeah.
I thought you had one picked out.
No, I didn't have one picked out. Okay, we'll end on this one. I like this one.
Just ask both of them.
Drew Masters. No, this is the last one.
All right.
What was the last thing you did for the first time?
Whoa.
What a great question.
Man.
So I don't think I had ever ordered a mountain-sized Mountain Mike's pizza until last night on my own. That shit's expensive, but fuck, it was good. It was honestly the closest I've had to a Rico's pizza experience since Rico's Pizza.
Yeah, they're giant slices.
They're giant slices, and they're like thick with cheese, and they're so good. Like, there's some things that I can think of that I don't want to talk about on camera, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be a bad role model over here.
I feel like there's something.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what is it? Darn it.
The last time you did something.
For the first time.
Last week was the first time I ever potty trained a kid.
Mm.
Alabama told me she had to pee. I said, you want to go to the potty? She said, yes. She hopped on. You know, I supervise, make sure she knew what she was doing, and then we're good to go.
Yeah.
First time I ever potty trained. You know what's, you know, fuck me up? Is that, I don't know, some stupid thing on Reddit, but somebody said, at some point in your life, your mom picked you up for the last time. And I was like, man, that's sad. Because,
yeah.
You know, like your parents, you know, I pick up Alabama all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder when the last time I'll ever pick her up is. That's like a really, like a bummer thing to think
about.
Yeah,
yeah.
But at some point around probably 9, 10, 8, 9, 10, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Even that seems kind of old.
Yeah, I know, because they're all huge at that point.
I'd say like 6 or 7, maybe.
6 or 7 even, maybe. You know? They haven't picked me up since then. They couldn't now.
Mm-mm.
I'm huge now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do
that. Well, you think your dad could pick you up?
No.
I mean, he's taller than you.
Slightly.
He's at least got an inch or two on you.
I mean, he'd have to do this. Like, what is he going to, like, pick me up? How would he pick me up?
Like a body slam.
Like a... I don't think he could.
Electric chair position.
His knees are trash, I think, at this point.
On his shoulders.
No, man. He's like, it'd be like Nash doing it. I don't know if Nash could do it.
I'm still trying to answer this question. I feel like there's something I can't. Like recently, too.
Really? Interesting.
Remembering something that I don't know. It's like my memory sucks now.
Yeah, totally. Did you take a nap in a weird place?
I don't nap.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Escapes me.
Yeah. I use the.
You know, the one thing I thought of was, and I've done other things the first. Oh, I mean, probably the last thing I did for the first time that pops in my head is try to go ice skating.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And that was still probably like 3 years ago.
But yeah, we should start doing bowling Sunday mornings. Like, I want to be like the Lebowski guy, you know? So Sunday mornings go bowling.
The dude?
Yeah, the dude.
Or another character?
No, the dude.
All right. You just said the Lebowski guy.
I remember when we used to go.
Character from the movie.
College, we used to go bowling.
Yeah, we took bowling class.
Bowling class. But then you'd see like some old guys with like veterans that are just there chilling.
They're probably doing league bowling stuff or practicing for league stuff.
It just seems so mellow and relaxing.
I would do a bowling league. Yeah. I used to be decent.
I don't want a league. People are all annoying. If we could like you, me, Hilton, I guess, maybe Mark, be a team in a bowling. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that.
See, because I wouldn't.
See, Roland wants to do it,
I wouldn't be
maybe.
Under any assumption that we would be good.
That would be fun.
It's just go to drink up beers, have a good time.
Yeah, it'd be fun. But then I just want to mellow out at a bowling alley on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Assuming nobody. I want a sleepy bowling alley.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know how busy they are on Sunday mornings. If you get in there before league stuff.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Maybe, but I don't know how early that'd have to be. I don't know if I still have my bowling shoes. I used to have bowling shoes.
No, I just want to be like a... kind of just want to be like an old... like when I'm old, I want to be a slacker.
All right.
I want to be like a dude Lebowski.
Do you have a retirement plan? Are you saving any money for retirement?
Once my parents die, I'll get some money from them. Sell their house. That's my retirement.
All right.
Lazy has a retirement.
Oh, there you go.
Plus, like a pension or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Well, then you'll get Social Security.
I got Social Security, yeah.
Assuming that's still a thing by the time we're ready to retire.
Yeah. But mainly just, you know, waiting for my parents to die. Get some money from that. All stash
right.
that.
All right.
That's going to be a while. My dad's like, he's got like the heart of a horse, you know? Mm-hmm. My mom ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's it for now. Thanks so much for watching. Let's see here. This is connected to Hilton. Hilton, can you out music, please? Thank you. Hilton, I think there might be some.
Maybe. I can't tell.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
thanks,
yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Talk to you later.
Bye.